Chapter 1. Civil Government Under God. There is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Whether or not the kings of the earth or anybody else will admit to it, all nations and all peoples are under God. He is the Creator, and His rule over the nations is absolute. Because He is the sovereign over all things. He is the authoritative legislator, ruler, and judge. Throughout all divine revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, God is referred to as the Lord or Master. He is the Lord of the universe. He is in charge. He has the right to make laws and enforce them. This is what sets God apart from all the idols and false gods of the world. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever He pleases. Psalm chapter 115, verse 3. God must then be considered the source of all power and authority. Refusing to acknowledge God, the Creator and Sovereign, as the ultimate issuer of power, or to seek that power from other sources is a demonic ploy. This is equivalent to witchcraft, for indeed, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Fantasy authors who deny God as the source of power are promoting witchcraft. Scientists and technologists who refuse to recognize God as the source of all natural power and knowledge concerning all things have reduced themselves to the primitive position of the witch doctor. Politicians who will not acknowledge that their power comes from God versus themselves, the people, the oligarchy, etc., are involved in witchcraft. More often than not, the power they seek after will be divvied out to them by demons, who themselves are subject to the authority of God, though still in self-conscious rebellion against Him. Revolting against God's rule on the part of civil rulers is treason against the Most High. Their rule is temporary, and these insurgents will be brought down either sooner or later. The sovereign kings of the earth issue laws, and then they execute these laws by punishing lawbreakers. Likewise, God has issued His law by special revelation.